Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. City officials are remembering fallen Philadelphia police officer Jamie Roman's sacrifice. The 31-year-old died Tuesday night, nearly 3 months after he was shot during a traffic stop in Kensington. KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
Choked up, Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says he was in the room when 31-year-old Jamie Roman took his last breath.
But Jamie was a good man.
Roman, who grew up in Philly, was 2 weeks shy of his 7th anniversary with the force.
And learning this from his father, he always wanted to be a cop.
Roman was a 25th District police officer when on June 22nd, Bethel says he and his partner pulled over a car with unregistered tags near Tioga and F Streets in Kensington. The pair had to go through the car before it was towed, and everything seemed calm for about a half an hour, officials say, until Roman saw a holster and confronted the driver about it. And they say that's when he took off running. The cops chased after him, and authorities say the driver turned around and fired 3 shots at the pair, striking Roman in the neck. 36-year-old Ramon Rodriguez Vasquez was arrested and now faces murder charges. Mayor Sherelle Parker says Roman left his family that day to serve the city.
We ask them every day to go do a job for the people of Philadelphia. We ask them to protect and serve us to the best of their ability. And it's a very, very difficult job.
Roman was married with a 7-year-old daughter and a 4-year-old son.
The mayor has ordered all city flags to be flown at half staff in Officer Roman's honor. An elderly woman is dead after flames tear through a home in the city's Kensington neighborhood. It was around 10 a.m. Wednesday when authorities say a fire broke out at a home on Frankfort Avenue near Venango Street. Once firefighters were inside, officials say they found an 87-year-old woman unresponsive. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Officials are looking into what caused the fire. A 9/11 bike ride in Delaware County brings together EMS and first responders to remember their fallen brothers and sisters. KYW's Justin Udo, that story.
Stephanie Hinckley is one of the nearly 3 dozen paramedics who took part in the 9/11 memorial bike ride in Delaware County.
To see all these people out here today, it makes my heart so happy.
Hinckley says after September 11, 2001, her husband was deployed overseas. So as she makes the ride through Delaware County for first responders who died September 11th, it carries a lot of meaning to her.
I always think when I look at my son, you know, my husband went away, but he came home. These kids, their parents went away and they're never coming back.
She says the riding might take a physical toll on the body, but it's also mentally sobering.
As I'm doing the 15-mile track, like, I'm riding, and I'm thinking, you know what? I get to do this.
I need all the bike riders to gather with me.
Some other people don't. I feel lucky.
And then we're out.
You know? I feel lucky that I can do this.
The ride, which finished at Rose Tree Park in Media, ended with a memorial service for those who lost their lives during 9/11. A Bucks County man is charged with multiple counts of rape and strangulation, accused of meeting women online, drugging them, then raping them. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwart reports.
40-year-old Andrew Gallo used SugarDaddyMeat.com to invite younger women to his Levittown home on Copper Beach Lane, where he would make them drink secretly laced with drugs, according to Bucks County DA Jen Shorn.
He methodically carried out what was clearly pre-planned crimes with the sole purpose of satisfying his deviant sexual desire.
The women range in age from 17 to 30. Charges against Gallo include 5 counts of rape and 4 counts of strangulation. Shorn credits the courage of the women to come forward and says they're investigating if there are additional victims. Gallo used screen names KAE and Drewster420 on SugarDaddyMeat.com, which describes itself as a platform for generous men and attractive women looking to form honest relationships. Gallo's charging documents, though, quote one of the women describing it as a site where young girls meet older men and spend time with them in exchange for money. Asked if SugarDaddyMeat.com's been helpful with the investigation, Shorn says,
they were not very cooperative and gave us the bare minimum.
Efforts to reach the site for comment were unsuccessful. One day after the death of one of their own, Philadelphia police officers joined firefighters in Center City to promote the annual show that supports the families of those killed in the line of duty. KYW's Mike DiNardo has more.
The police department's motorcycle drill team looped up and down Market Street at 18th to promote the Hero Thrill Show happening September 21st in the Wells Fargo Center parking lot. The thrill show raises money to support the children of fallen officers and firefighters, and show president, attorney Jimmy Binns, said it was poignant that this year's promotion fell on the day after Officer Jamie Roman died.
It's a terribly sad day for the families of all those affected
You know, we have Jaime Roman died yesterday. As a family, we'll put those kids through college.
It's the 69th year for the show, featuring motorcycle tricks and firefighting equipment.
The motorcycle drill team is a major part of it. The firefighters are a major part of it. The K-9 is a major part of it.
Binns says since he took over as chair 20 years ago, proceeds have provided a college education for 30 children of fallen officers. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.